At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In today's episode, we are giving out advice to our listeners. We discuss dealing with your boyfriend's furry fetish, how to remain body positive even when a guy is a jerk, and how to deal with casual sexting that gets a little complicated. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we give out any advice today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode of Psychobabble. This episode is brought to you by Casper. It's an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. Because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. You can get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/besties and enter promo code besties. Thanks, Casper.
This is 99
red balloons.
You guys, good morning.
G morning, or G afternoon, or G night.
Who knows what I just, you know at the start of this when I just said shoot? Well, it was because I heard some of the subject titles of the emails we are answering today. Corey just laid them down for me. Corey,
I laid down a sick beat, I was going
to
say.
What was the beat? Give it to me.
It was like, boom.
I'm really concerned to take you to a spin class because I feel like you can't hit the beat. I don't think beats are your forte.
Wow.
What are you doing right now?
I'm doing Soul Cycle.
We were doing this. I was at spin class this morning and the instructor could not hit the beat. I wanted to be like, do you want me to
beat
this?
I don't know why you're such a beat shamer.
I don't mean to shame the beat. You know I love a beat.
A good beat. I've got sick moves. I can hit all of the beats. I can drop pop and lock. Shorty got
when
them.
When was the last time you low, pop locked
low,
and dropped?
Low.
Okay.
Always.
Hmm.
I'm probably doing it right now. I probably do it. Like, you know, I've got sick car shoulder dancing.
Okay. Well, today, Corey, the master of
deception.
Nope. The master of the, I guess,
universe.
The guardian of the emails, if you will.
Email reader.
Yeah, sure. Has curated a sick playlist.
I got those sick emails,
Jesus Christ. Of emails that we're going to answer today. It's
we got that advice.
If you want advice, you can send email questions to what?
Psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Jesus, you're in rare form. If you want a question answered by us live on the podcast, you can submit it to that email address. But in the subject,
make those sick titles, yo.
You have to explain what the email's about. The subject can't just say help, because like, girl, straight to spam.
I mean, they can.
No,
but like, it's probably
be good at a subject.
It's gonna get read, but not when it needs to get read, which is when we're in the studio,
right? So, send in your questions. Again, the email is
psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Okay. So, Corey, what is the first piece of advice somebody would like?
Also, just want to let you know we're not like therapists or psychologists. It's just us girls having a conversation with
you. We know
nothing. And we're trying to just say, yo, this is what I would maybe do. Might work for you, might not.
Might not work. Probably won't. In fact, good luck with your life.
Now let's get into this.
Question number one.
God, see, this is an email. What's it called? Subject.
Subject. An email subject.
That's really going to pop for me.
Okay.
It's from M.
Does its pussy pop severely?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's from the letter M. Mm. It says, my boyfriend is a furry.
I didn't mean to gasp, but truly.
You didn't think it was going there?
I didn't think it was going there.
M wants to know. First off, thank you for taking the time to read this.
Is it M like E-M or M like just an M?
M. The letter M.
Okay.
You know we only deal with letters.
Big block letters.
M says, I'm 19 and I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 2 months and our relationship is already very serious. We both agree that we're in this for the long run and we both said I love you. However, there is
love at 2 months? Good for you, I guess.
That's what they said. However, there is something that my boyfriend is into, which I'm a little hesitant about. He's a furry. He told me that before we even started dating, and he assured me that he isn't a furry in a sexual way, if that makes sense.
He's just like a hobbyist.
Yeah. I've hung out with him and his friends while they were in fursuits, and he was not.
Everyone else was in a fursuit?
Except for the two of them, and it made her uncomfortable.
Well, I guess nobody would feel really normal. I don't know. I feel like that's a... Imagine if you're going to like a theme party
and
or
you
something.
Show up not dressed.
Or a leather party and you're not in leather.
Or when you're like at a wedding and you're a little underdressed and you're like, great, right. I should have worn the tie.
Yeah, and everyone's wearing a ball gag but you.
Right. I truly do love him and I don't want to snuff out his interests, but I also don't want to go on a date with him while he has ears on. How do I approach the situation without sounding offensive?
That is a very fair question. And you know what? First of all, I got to applaud him for being open and honest from the start. That, good for him. Because yeah. Like, you can't help what you're into in the same way you can't help what you're afraid of. You can't help like the things that make up your little brain and what gets you going sexually or not. Like,
right.
You can't help it. So A for him for being honest. A for you for being, I guess.
Why are you saying A?
A, like an A plus. You get
oh,
an
got
a
it, got
stamp
it.
Of A.
Approval.
Uh-huh.
Approval.
Good. Jesus, what the fuck? Good for you for being, like, I guess, at least open-minded.
And having
because a lot of people would just be like, gotta go, if they're not into something.
I agree. I mean, if it's making you uncomfortable, you're going to have to just have a conversation with him to see, I guess, truly how you really do feel about it. I mean, have you hung out with him just one-on-one where, like, he was wearing his outfit and you weren't? How did that make you feel? I mean, it sounds like you're wanting to be okay with it and you're wanting to
at least understand,
it, but it seems like just from what you've told us, a lot of your reactions have been uncomfortable or just a little uneasy. So, I mean, keep having this dialogue.
Open communication is key. If you don't feel comfortable, I think you have every right to voice it.
Yeah.
And just as much as you might want to give a little. I think relationships, the best relationships, you don't change for somebody else, but you definitely want to, what do they say in looking? Adapt and kind of understand who they are and see if you can stretch who you are.
Yeah.
Not in a negative way, but like kind of open your mind and open your possibilities. Because nobody's going to be a perfect fit for the other person. There's always going to be some things that are weird quirks that you might find weird, but they find perfectly normal or something like that.
Right.
So when you're trying to make things work, it's like, there's a lot of compromises. There's a lot of like figuring things out together and seeing what works for you two without the expectations of, society or whatever. So I guess maybe challenge yourself if it's a relationship worth, pursuing and continuing.
Yeah.
But also you're allowed to be uncomfortable. You're allowed to take care of yourself.
Right.
And if it's something that makes you uneasy, then I would say you're allowed to trust your gut on that.
And I was going to say, if it is something that makes you uncomfortable, I mean, that's not necessarily an end-all, be-all for the relationship. You'll have to have that conversation, and you'll have to discuss that between the two of you. And if you're thinking about bringing it up, don't necessarily think that it's, like I said, end-all, be-all, because maybe it's just something he does when he's with his friends, and that's okay, and you're okay with that. And if you trust him, then you should be fine with it.
Right. I mean, I imagine my brother-in-law and his wife, maybe he's into Dungeons & Dragons, but she's not, and
so
he wants
like,
to play that with his friends.
He's got D&D nights.
He's got D&D nights with his people that are also into that. It's not like she has to always do that, too.
Right.
It's like people, when you're in a relationship, you don't gotta do everything together. You don't have to have every hobby and interest synced up. It's like
right.
People can go do their own thing.
I think
and
it
I
makes
like
you
that,
more interesting
yeah,
people.
It allows you to kind of have your own life. So if that part of his own life is being a furry and wearing some ears, good for him. But if it imposes into the relationship and makes you uncomfortable when you guys are together, that's something worth examining, I would say.
I agree.
Oink, sister.
I hope we gave you some advice there. Letter M.
Good luck, M.
I've got another great little subject.
GR8.
Yeah, it says, rude fucking men harshing my body positive vibes.
Whoa. Vibes with a Z?
I wish. That's the only way that could have
that
made
really
it.
Would have kind of sealed the deal.
This is from P. Says, so I've been really down in the dumps recently because this boy that I've been flirting with, and he was charming, blah, 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 has completely stopped talking to me over something as simple as shorts. So we don't see each other very often, but when we do, it's always the best conversation, and I always leave feeling amazing and happy. Recently, I went to see him, and it was nearly 100 degrees out. So when I got dressed, I put on shorts, right? Well, that's where things went wrong, apparently. He noticed the way my bomb thick thighs looked.
Hell
and,
yeah!
And suddenly, all interest was lost, and he was in distant the entire evening. And I know it's his loss, blah, 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 but... as someone who identifies as agender and sees my body as my body and just the way that I am, no real preference with genders, blah, blah, blah. I have to have someone completely reject me and my body is kind of hitting me kind of hard. Do you have any advice on how to remind yourself that you are more than other people's pointless opinions? Thanks and love, P.
Well, P, I think you are on the right track.
I love P's attitude.
P, you know what's important, but I think as much as anybody can be like body positive within themselves, when somebody's an asshole, it doesn't matter how sure you are of yourself, it still stings.
Yeah.
So, A, don't think it says anything about you that, you know, somebody can like make your feelings hurt. That's like a thing. Like,
I validate it doesn't... your feelings being hurt.
Right. I think you're allowed to be annoyed or hurt.
And it sounds, I was going to say, the funny thing is, even with people who are super confident, like we all have those moments. And I can tell from reading this email that this person is a very like body positive person, which I love. But yeah, we all have our moments, especially when you start to trust somebody and you start to open up to somebody. And then they just have like a shit opinion for no reason.
I was just at a party the other day and I was with these straight people. A guy and a girl. And I was like, kind of like vibing with the girl. We were like having a fun time the whole night. And she comes over to me. She's like, oh my God, he's so cute. And then I see that they're like talking. And then she comes back over to me later in the night. She's like, he just asked if I have a thigh gap. And he said he only likes girls with thigh gaps.
What?
I was literally like, who the fuck would do that? I think, you know, I think that says a lot about somebody where they have the cognitive ability to, I guess, minimize a human down to one trait.
Yeah.
I think, like, how dumb of a human to think that that's any one little thing can be an end all for their interest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like when people try to boil people down and they're like, what's your type? What's your, like, dream guy? I'm like, my number one answer is, like, someone who treats me well. And they're like, no,
I'm
but,
like,
what are you looking
somebody...
for? And I'm like, looking for someone who treats me well.
Right.
Someone
I think
who's
there's
nice
a level
to
of,
me.
I guess maturity.
Yeah.
When asked what's your type, they don't go physical. They go
right. They're not like
personality.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Right, because like I feel like the more
big
you date, the more you realize
gap.
There's is a. It's more important who somebody is,
right,
as opposed to what they look like, because all of what people will look like will go away. But also, like, yeah, I don't know. So your question is, how do you feel reassured about who you are and body positive even when people try to tear you down like
yeah.
that? I think you're on the right track. I think just reminding yourself that you're worthwhile regardless of
yeah.
some idiot's opinion.
And that it's your body. You can dress how you want. You can express yourself how you want to feel comfortable in your own skin. And I mean, honestly, I've found that people who have that confidence and who have that like self-assuredness, I don't know, is that a word?
Yeah.
Like attract those kind of people to them. I mean,
totally.
Confidence is sexy, and it sounds like you've got some of it. So just keep being you. And guess what? If he's gonna not like you because of your bomb thick thighs, I mean, his loss to
I
BQH.
I love your bomb thick thighs.
I do too, and I love your email, and I love just your attitude and everything that you've put into this. So I think you're on the right track. And yes, it does suck when people are jerks.
If you're listening and you're feeling kind of like, ugh, because some people judge you no matter how thick or thin your thighs are or whatever your body part is.
Tell them, boy, bye.
Tell them, boy, bye. Yes. Your body's great how it is because look at how far it's gotten you. I was watching this clip of Oprah and she was like, she was talking about how for how old is Oprah? 60, 70 something?
I don't know.
Actually,
900, I think.
She is like an eternal soul. She's like 900. She's 62. She was on stage and she said, for my first 62 years, I've had a battle with my body because of what people have said.
Are you quoting her Weight Watchers commercial?
No. It's not Weight Watchers. She's like, I've had a up and down relationship with my body because of expectations and what society should tell me it should do and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, but here I am, and this body has gotten me where I am for 62 years. This body has done service for me, even when I discounted it, even when the world may have said stuff about it, even when this and that and whatever. At the end of the day, 62 years, that body has served her. And she was like, I had an aha moment where I'm like, no matter what my body or how my body presents itself, even if, you know, the world might think it's not the ideal, my body has gotten me to where I am in life. And like, we should be thankful that our bodies are servicing us.
Right.
If you think about a big picture.
Yeah.
Think you're on the right route with that.
I concur.
Now, before we give out any more advice, I got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode of Psychobabble. Our sponsor today is Casper. It's a mattress company. It's an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. You guys, I am telling you, I have a Casper mattress. I ordered it. It came in a box. I was so excited when it arrived. I pulled it on out, and I like literally laid down, and it felt like heaven. And it feels like, okay, I travel a lot, so I think, a little bit spoiled by good hotel beds. Like, you know, when you get in the bed, and it's like you've been walking around the city all day, and it's like, oh, my God, heaven. That's what it feels like every time I get into my bed. And I'm not just saying that because they're sponsoring this episode. It's literally heaven. They are revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly to the consumer. And I ordered it. I got it like that. It was so easy, so quick. I got my Casper mattress and I tried it out. Like I told you, it was so soft and comfortable. Corey, you have one too, right?
I do. And it's
do you like yours?
It's amazing. I was excited because I got a king.
It's
huge.
I think I have a king. You can get like a California king, which I think is like.
It was really big.
I'm a single little boy, so I'm like, I would be swimming.
I got a king and it's huge. And
it is ginormous.
I just like lay in the middle of it and it's amazing. It's soft and comfy.
You deserve that. I grew up with like a twin bed, and then all in college, I had a long twin bunk bed. I'm like, now that I'm an adult, I'm like, this is how everyone should be living. It's legit. So if you want a Casper mattress, they are actually relatively inexpensive compared to what I think you should like actually pay for a bed. I was pretty pleased with mine. And you guys, we wouldn't talk about something unless we can give you the hookup. If you want to save an additional $50 for your mattress purchase, you can go to casper.com/besties and enter the promo code besties. You'll get $50 off your purchase. I mean, it's that easy. casper.com/besties. Again, the promo code is besties. And just so you know, terms and conditions apply. Thanks, Casper. Okay, so what's our next question?
This one comes from Elle.
Oh my God, Elle.
Elle says, when casual sexting gets complicated.
Oh my God.
Just like Avril
Typos
Levine.
And autocorrect?
Yes.
Emoji confusion?
Yes.
Oh my squirt God. Emoji? And are we talking like...
Do I squirt emoji or do I not squirt emoji?
Oh God.
Elle says, I've been talking to this girl I met online for 3 months now, and we've started sharing nude pictures and sexy messages back and forth. Mm. Mostly our conversations consist of flirting and small talk, but lately I've been feeling a connection. Her parents are very conservative, so when she finally came out to them, she had no one else to turn to but me. We had great conversations about it, and I think I'm developing feelings. She lives a couple states away over, and I can't drive yet, so I don't know if it would ever work. Should I allow these feelings to develop or just keep the relationship casual?
Elle. How long have they been talking?
3 months-ish.
As like friends or is that like
when... Well, it was like sexy flirty from the beginning. Yeah.
So should she keep it casual or should she try to like...
Feelings develop.
Well, you can't control your feelings, first of all.
That's literally what I was going to say. I was going to say
if you have the power...
I was like, even if you're going to keep... like moving forward with this relationship and keep like texting this person, I mean, you're going to keep developing feelings if you're already going there.
I don't know. Do you think somebody has the power to like turn off if they are developing feelings or not?
No. I mean, if I were like texting and like flirting with somebody, like I know how it feels when your heart like skips a beat when they like text
right.
you and you're like, oh, what are they saying?
So I don't know. I mean, I think if you cut off all communication, you can kind of squash it. But like if, I don't think there's any reason you should do that unless it's like a negative relationship. I think if you're having fun, if she's having fun, if it's consensual, if it's positive, if you guys are good influences on each other, if it's a good support system for the other person, why not have that? If the fear is, ugh, why develop this if it's not even going to turn into anything, if we're never going to meet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a valid frustration, but like, I don't think there's anything wrong with having somebody in your life, especially with what we have nowadays with Skype and,
well,
you know.
That was what I was going to say. I was going to say, they said they've been sending nude pics and sexy messages. I'm like, did y'all Skype yet? Because you might want to just check to make sure that it's the person you think it is.
Oh, my God. Is it a catfish?
I don't know. Right.
Plot twist.
But, I mean, assuming that it is and all is well, I mean, yeah, if it's a positive relationship, why not keep them in your lives? I mean, if you were able to support her when she came out to her parents, hopefully she'd be able to return the favor and support you in any sort of manner, whether it's whatever you need from right. a friendship. I mean, you never know what it could develop into. And I don't think there's
a down the line. You right. never know if you'll maybe go to the same college or maybe move to the same town someday.
Right.
Or,
I wouldn't want to write it off, especially, yeah, if you're feeling close to that person. It's going to be hard.
Distance is difficult. I think we have resources nowadays that make it a lot easier. But at the end of the day, distance is difficult. And if physical intimacy is something that is an end-all be-all for you, then you should definitely acknowledge that and recognize that and accept that. Because if it's something that is essential for you and the way your love language works, then maybe it is important for you to find somebody that you can have that with. But if it's something that there are other things that are more important to you that this relationship is offering, even though physical intimacy might not be one of those things, then there's no harm in you pursuing it. I think as long as both of you are getting things that you want out of the relationship, I would say continue. Also, I don't know how young you are because you're kind of talking like as if you're in high school. Please be careful with sending like nude pictures when you're in high school because that's like could be problematic. And even though it's your body, like legal issues and
that's what
like
I
that.
Said. That's
I don't
why
mean to shame anybody.
No, I'm not. We're not shaming blah, anybody, blah, blah, but I'm blah, saying blah, be blah. Safe.
Be
and that's
safe.
Why I was like, if you are only sending pics and texts.
What are you talking about? What is that?
Skype yeah. with the person.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm yeah. not. I'm, okay. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Good luck with your life. When you guys get married, invite us to the wedding.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We DJ. Corey can do a mean playlist.
I got that sick beat.
Jesus.
You don't like my sick beat?
Next question.
Well, P, we hope that helps.
All the best in life.
With a P. Okay. This question is from H. H says, Dear Tyler and Corey, I have a problema. They didn't say that. I said that. After my friend spent spring break at my house, my brother and her have decided that they like each other. Dare I say, they love each other and are now dating. I feel like I'm losing my brother to her and I'm losing my best friend to him. They only talk about each other and they only want to be with each other, so it makes it hard for me to spend time with either of them. What am I to do? Am I being controlling by not wanting them to date? Help.
So you have suddenly become the third wheel.
Gosh.
Is that the feel?
I feel like I've seen like movies about this. I feel like this has been maybe like TV shows. I'm like, I had this like kind of happened with me where like
who?
With my brother in like high school was always trying to like date my friends because I always had more like girlfriends than guy friends.
How did you feel about it?
I was like, no, bitch.
Oh.
I was more mad at my brother than my friends. Because I'm like,
I've never had this happen to me. I don't think.
Get your own friends.
So the problem is you feel like you're kind of losing both of your relationships yeah. with either of them because they're pursuing each other. I would say communication. I feel like a good answer for every question is communication. So start there. What is your concern? Are you concerned that they're not going to hang out with you anymore? Tell them that. Be like, hey, I totally support this relationship if it's happy and healthy and you guys are like digging each other. But like, I also still want to be friends with you. Like, and I feel like if my friend told me that, if I had been like focusing on, you know, a relationship and because they're probably not even thinking, they're head over heels for each other. They're not thinking like, oh my gosh, am I spending an ample amount of time with everyone else in my life? Because they're like probably like, ooh, like feeling lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
If my friend were to remind me that, I'd be like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I didn't mean. Like if you approach it with like a level of sensitivity and not like accusing, but just being like, hi, I like love you guys, but I also want to be friends with you. I would be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Wait. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's definitely tough. I mean, it adds another layer to H also said, she's a little bit worried about how her friend treats her brother.
In what way?
Just how she like treats him and talks to him. It's like a little bit of like emotional, like abuse sort of thing.
Oh, wait, I didn't hear that part.
No, I didn't read it. I was waiting to hear your initial take.
So that I kind of think is different.
Well, it's tough because I'm like, I mean, yeah, it's tough because you're so close with both people.
If it's not a happy, healthy relationship that you're witnessing, then I think that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
If she's being mean to your brother, I guess I would examine, okay, is she like that in all relationships?
That's what I was
thinking.
Is she
like that with you? Is she like that? Like, if she's a mean person, like, that is not something you should have in your life.
Or to play, like, devil's advocate, and I'm not saying it's true or not. I'm like, or are you a little bit miffed that they're hanging out?
Yeah, are you seeing the worst?
And so you're looking for the worst to try to sabotage the relationship.
I don't know. Be honest with yourself about what you're witnessing.
Yeah.
And if it's a negative situation, I would tell your brother. I'd be like, hi, I don't know if this is the best thing for you. I don't, and I'm not coming at it from like a point of view of like wanting it to be over because I'm like selfish, but like.
Who would you talk to first? The brother or the.
It depends
friend?
On who you're closer with. If you're, because like, if, you I feel if you're like not I close would, with your sibling.
Yeah. I feel
know.
Like I would talk, right. And that's in my vision. I was like picturing talking to the friend first and being like, yo, I don't like how you're treating my brother.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it depends on your relationship with each person. But I think the answer that we're finding is communication. If it's a negative relationship, you have every right to step in and be like, I don't know if this
but if
is
it's
positive.
But if it's a negative relationship, then you're going to need to reevaluate your friendship too.
Totally.
Because if that's how they're going to treat your brother, exactly. Is it something you were missing? Were they kind of treating you the same way the whole time?
Ooh, I don't like all that.
I don't. It's a lot. It's a big old serving of it.
But you can tell your brother that all you want. But if, I mean, a person in that situation oftentimes, I think, has to see it for themselves because they're so, they could be so deep in it where they don't see
right.
the bigger
and
picture
if
of how somebody's
new,
treating them.
And if it's fresh.
Right.
I mean.
It could be a frustrating situation for
you.
It's
spring break. So that was like what? Like April-ish maybe. And now it's July. So it's been like 3 months. Now it's August. What month? That's tough.
If somebody,
talk to
if
both
somebody,
of them.
If my siblings partner were being mean to them,
yeah,
it wouldn't matter if I'm friends with them or not. Yeah. I think I would talk to my sibling and be like, why do they talk to you like that?
Yeah. And there doesn't,
because maybe they're not even thinking. Maybe
right.
if you
and
say it,
doesn't
they'd be like,
have
oh,
to
wait,
be accusatory.
You're right.
Right. It could, that's a good way of doing it, like go around about it a little bit.
I'd be like,
or have you all hung out in like a group situation? Has anyone else noticed it?
Yeah, I don't know. I would talk to my sibling, I think.
You'd be like, yo, bro.
I'd be like,
blood is thicker than water.
You know what's thicker than water? A nice custard. That's what I would say to my brother.
Yeah. Well, I think we all would.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the go-to.
Yeah. Yo, bro.
It's psychotherapy, et cetera.
You've got blood is thicker than custard water.
Custard. Okay. Good luck with your life. I hope it... That's
God,
a, that's
H,
a
that was a tough
that's
question.
A tough
we're sorry that we suck at this.
If you guys have
talk
any...
Talk to them. Communicate. Love
if you guys
them. Hug them.
Want to send questions, like we said, we don't have all the answers, but maybe we can talk it out and kind of show a different perspective that maybe you weren't thinking, or we never are professionals, but we always have maybe something worthwhile to say.
Those sick beats.
If you want to submit a question, where can people send it, Cor?
The questions come into our email, which is psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
And if you like these episodes, be sure to give us a review on iTunes. Go to itunes.com/psychobabble. It'll pop up our little page and you can leave a review. We would love it forever if you did. Let us know what you love about the podcast and give it a rating and include your Twitter handle when you do. We always give some love to people that do that because we really appreciate it and it actually does really help our podcast.
Oh my gosh. And
what?
This was the 99th episode.
Oh my God. A brand new 100th episode coming soon.
Oh my God. So soon.
So soon. In 1 week.
I can't believe,
exactly.
I can't believe we're going to be so old.
Oh, man.
I remember when we were babies.
Little psycho babies.
Just a little psycho babies.
Yeah, in our little room.
I kind of zoned out when you were closing. Did you tell them to follow me on Twitter?
I didn't, actually.
Or Instagram?
Nope.
Well, that's pretty rude.
Corey Cool everywhere. Tyler Oakley everywhere. Yeah, most places.
Most places.
If you want to find us some places, good luck. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.